Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I guess my first question, our readers are just interested, and I'm sure would just like to know a little bit more about it's called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Am I saying that right?
You're correct.
Could you let them know a little bit about what that is and how that's affected you?
Yeah, so HCM is hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. It's a genetic heart condition that can be very serious, and many people don't get diagnosed or, you know, are undiagnosed and, you know, diagnosed in the wrong ways. But just a genetic heart condition that, you know, impacts a lot of people. And, you know, I'm here just to share my story. I was 18 when I found out that I had hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Just got to college, ready to take on college basketball. And I found out I had this condition. And, yeah, so it's kind of changed the directory, it's just kind of changed, you know, the way I look at myself and monitor myself. But other than that, it's just, that's about it.
Wania, what was it like as a parent when you found out about the HCM diagnosis? And how's that been for you?
Well, when I first found out about it, I was really, like, devastated, shocked. But at the same time, I was just confused because he had played just about every sport, right? Played basketball, football, track, baseball. He had done all this stuff, and they're telling me something's wrong with his heart. And I'm like, what do you mean? You know, what do you mean something's wrong with his heart or whatever? That they had found something, you know, abnormal. So it was just hard for me to process, first of all. And it was just something that I just couldn't believe. Then I found out that it was, you know, it could be a genetic, through genetics, that you can actually have this type of condition. And of course, you know, I had it. I had the gene, although I had never had any symptoms like Jared. Jared had never had any symptoms. No one in my family had it. So everybody was unaware of this type of condition. So that's why we were basically here trying to get that message out that, you know, it can mimic other conditions, and you may not ever know that you have this like me. You know, I was also active. I was a cheerleader, did gymnastics, did all this stuff. And you're telling me something's wrong? No, I don't believe it. So, yeah, that's just the way it is. And I still don't have any manifestation of it. That was another thing. You can actually have the gene and not have any manifestation of the condition.
I guess, what would your advice be to parents on, you know, how to find out about HCM and kind of how to deal with it if they have, you know, found out that their kids have that?
Yeah, the first thing I would say is to first find out if you know anyone in your family that has gone through this type of condition, first and foremost, right? Find out if you, you know someone. Or if you're developing or you're having symptoms like shortness of breath or rapid heartbeat or dizziness or something like that, and you're feeling that, you need to, you know, check with your provider. You need to check with your doctor and see and let him assess the situation and see what's going on. Only he can do that, you know. Of course, don't try to do it yourself, but only the doctor can do it.
Awesome. Thank you. Jared, so you found out you have this HCM. How did it affect you? So you mentioned you've obviously been playing sports for a long time. How did it kind of affect you, and how have you kind of managed that as with your sports career?
Yeah, so my case is very unique. Like I said, I didn't have any symptoms before being diagnosed, and I haven't had any symptoms since then. But it's still a serious condition, so I had to work closely with my doctors and be honest about what I was feeling when I played and things of that nature. So the biggest thing for me has been working with Dr. Ackerman, my doctor, cardiologist at the Mayo Clinic, visiting him and going through rigorous tests and checkups just to make sure everything is working how we think it's working. And that's been the biggest change. And obviously there's, you know, some caution before playing sports like basketball, and I had to go through, you know, process of just being checked and making sure everything's good there. So that's kind of been the only difference or change. I still feel good when I play, and that's been the good thing for me. In my case, it might be different for somebody else, like I said.
I was going to say, you know, our readers and myself were super surprised that you even landed at the Jazz mm-hmm. position. And what was it like talking to, I mean, I'm sure you, did the other teams know about the HCM? Did you talk to them about it? Kind of what was that like when you were going through that draft process?
Yeah, so the NBA wants to know everything they can about a player, and they go through, like, research and background history about everything. So every team knew about my condition and about the symptoms and my particular case. And then they did a great job of talking to doctors and making sure I was able to play. I was cleared by the Fitness of Play panel. It took a long amount of time to come to that conclusion. But that was just them doing their job of making sure I was able to play. And the Jazz obviously felt extremely comfortable. They do everything about it. They know my doctor at the Mayo Clinic, and they just felt extremely comfortable with my medical evaluation, and also as me, just a basketball player. So, it's just really thankful for the Jazz and what they did.
And Baylor also, you know, you were able to play.
Yeah, Baylor also, in college. Yeah.
Without any problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because you have obviously a really successful career at Baylor, and now you've been playing in the NBA with the Jazz. What's it like kind of managing HCM, you know, at Baylor, and also now that you're in the NBA? What's kind of like a typical play day like for you?
Yeah, it's like I said, for my case, it's kind of not as strenuous as somebody else may be with different symptoms. But for me, I kind of just go out there and play normal. But like I said, you know, there's annual, biannual checkups with my doctor at the Mayo Clinic, and, you know, we just make sure everything is still intact and working how we think it should be working, and just constant communication, and that's just been the biggest change for my case in particular, but like I said, it might be different for somebody else.
Awesome. Let's see, so you're part of this weekend. I have to say, I think this is a pretty cool thing, because before they even mentioned, I mean, we, you know, as fans and as writers and stuff, we have heard that Jared Butler has like a heart condition, and we didn't know what that was. And so I think this is actually pretty cool. Are you excited about the Could It Be campaign and how it can kind of teach people about what this is and stuff? Maybe you can let me know a little bit about what this is going to be about and how you think it can help people.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Number one, I mean, BMS has allowed me to share my story and my experiences. So that's number one, why I'm so thankful for it. And then number two, the cause and what it's going to do for people, because people spreading their truth and their experiences has helped me so much with my experience with HCM. And I just couldn't help but join in and partner them and raise awareness of this condition, because it's definitely affected my life. And so I just had to be a part of it. And they're doing great work here, and they're making sure they're getting the right message out about HCM, you know.
Great. Well, is there anything else maybe that you'd like Jazz fans or Baylor fans or anyone out there that maybe we haven't covered yet that you'd like everyone to know?
No. I think for the most part is that I'm okay, I'm fine. I play, I have no issues playing. And then the last thing is, for sure, you got to visit couldibehcm.com if you have any inclination that you might have a heart condition, or, you know, have shortness of breath, dizziness, chest pain, things of that nature, and speak with your healthcare provider if you think it could be HCM. Yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us.